This is Rider Reloaded, the official podcast of Rider in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Well, hello.
So, did everybody binge watch Queer Eye this weekend? Let's discuss.
No, because we're a spoiler-free zone. And for those that didn't watch it and aren't interested.
What?
I know they exist. Some of those people exist. They wouldn't care, so.
But I just know that if you love Queer Eye, you're already done the second season, so let's talk about it. It's not a spoiler.
I still have like 2 episodes left. Because I have a life, unlike my roommates.
I'll have you know that I did a lot of things this weekend, so I can't be somebody, I can't be in that category.
Okay.
I went out, saw my friends.
You partied, yeah.
I definitely went out. I partied more this weekend than I have in a very long time, but I still like did my laundry and cleaned the house and...
Okay.
What else did I do?
You did okay.
Yeah, I did okay. Oh, I watered the plants. Yeah, no, I'm killing it.
Nosebleed upstairs. Started playing video games at noon on Saturday. Last night, I woke up at about 1:30 in the morning to grab a glass of water. Still playing.
Wasn't he home Friday playing as well?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
He hit for the cycle.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do your thumbs survive that?
That's what I asked him, and he got defensive. I was like, yo, those thumbs sore? This is quite a session you're putting in. He's like, I've been taking breaks.
Probably to scroll through Instagram, which also uses your thumbs.
True. Man, that guy's got some jacked thumbs, I bet. And then our other roommate got just right at it. I live with a bunch of losers.
Yep.
This is Rider in the Morning with Lisa Evans.
Hot 107.
Trending this hour.
The Incredibles 2.
Was just, incredible, too.
Just like so, it smashed it. $180 million at the box office.
Whoa!
Excuse me.
It's massive.
So what happens when you have to wait 14 years for a sequel? That's just insane.
Think if Happy Gilmore came back. Residents woke up to a shirtless man scaling balconies on an apartment building on Sass Drive.
What?
So he's either practicing to be that like real life Spider-Man that saved the kid from the balcony in France a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Or he was just high as hell.
Okay, so Beyonce and Jay-Z just like randomly released an album, Everything Is Love, which was on, what's their streaming title?
Title.
But, loophole, apparently you can find it on Apple.
Yeah, you just have to search the Carters, right?
Yes.
That's what they released it under?
Wahahaha!
Tricky Ricky.
We found you.
Well, once our music director gets in, I'll push that we can get a couple of those tracks.
Yeah, let's harass them.
Yeah,
for sure.
Is that all you got?
Yeah, what's going on with soccer? Who's that hot Brazil guy?
Take a run at his name.
Neymar.
Got it.
Yes! Hottie.
Yeah. I mean,
sorry, what? I don't mean
I
to...
I mean, yeah, like, what?
He's also talented. Like, I'm not here to just say, like...
He's one of the best soccer players on the planet.
I didn't know that. So I posted a video of him on my Instagram story, and I'm like, whoa, who's this? With the fire emoji. And the amount of people that were like so offended that I didn't know who this guy was. I'm like, I'm sorry that this is the first time I've ever been interested in soccer.
Well, and it's true. Like, if you were watching the World Cup of Hockey and you were a Brazilian woman who was like, dang, who's this Sidney Crosby fella?
Right. People would be like, are you kidding?
But how are you supposed to know if you haven't watched a lot?
Oh, I know who he is now. Followed him on Twitter, Instagram. I liked like every post. I was like, sup, babe?
What about Cristiano Ronaldo? He had a big weekend.
Didn't notice.
Didn't do it for... He got a hat trick.
Cool.
Rider in the Morning.
Rider Reloaded.
Hot 107.
It was Father's Day yesterday. And I have a 6-year-old, and I feel like I kind of got the shaft a little this year. Listen, the things that she made are priceless.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Lot of love.
Like a tool belt with things that said, like, you're as sharp as a saw and as strong as a hammer.
Cool.
Yeah, so that was cute. But, like, the big gift was a bag of popcorn with 2 different flavors mixed together.
Yum.
Cheddar and caramel.
But the thing about it is it was in a Ziploc bag.
And it was cheddar and caramel.
That's a good combination, actually. That's the Chicago mix.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like...
It's really popular.
I was like, why don't you just get me a combo of like cinnamon and mustard? All right, I'll have to give it a try.
Oh, it's really good.
I also got this from her, which says all about my dad, and there's just fill in the blanks.
Oh, fun. It's like Mad Libs, kind of.
So she was asked to answer some of these questions, like such as my dad is blank years old, 48 was her guess.
No.
I'm 35. He has blue eyes.
Nope. What color are your eyes? Is that a hazel?
That's a hazel.
Yeah.
Brown hair, which I guess.
Yeah, no, that's accurate.
It's there. Mm-hmm. His job is Hot 107. She drew the logo. That's cute. Rider in the Morning.
Love it.
He loves to eat pizza. His favorite drink is beer. he's really good at hurting his knee.
Oh, no.
He always says munchkin. He is happy when...
Let me see.
Chewed in my twos. I have no
pull
idea.
Pull your tooth
was.
Out?
Yes. Wow, how'd you know that? Yeah, pull out my tooth.
Yeah.
He's happy when he pulls out, which she didn't even let me do it, but, and he is super because he loves me and I love him too.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Everything about that is so accurate, especially like the guessing of your age.
That's not accurate at all.
No. Adorable.
Anyway, happy Father's Day to everybody who celebrated yesterday. It's a tricky day for a lot of people, hey? Like,
oh, absolutely.
As beautiful as it is and as many moments as there is like that, there's a lot of people that have lost their dads.
You know, I made a post on my Instagram about dads in general, about just how much they teach us every single day without us even really realizing it.
Yeah.
But I truly do believe that no matter how far you go in life, your dad will always be with you. So I think it was important for everybody to think about those who have lost their fathers because they are still with you in a sense. And
oh,
you,
for sure.
You are like a mirror of what they were. And that's really cool to be able to live that.
I saw a great piece that they did on TSN about Adarius Bowman, I believe, and how he didn't know his dad growing up. And then in his adult life, they ended up connecting, and his dad apologized to him, and he said it changed his life around just the apology. He said he was, like, jaded. He wouldn't listen to coaches. He wouldn't listen to other players.
Yeah, that would definitely fill a void.
And then as soon as he got that apology,
wow,
things really turned around. It was a really cool piece. If you can find it, it's probably on TSN's website. But,
cool.
Anyway, happy Father's Day to those that had a wonderful day yesterday, to those that had a tricky day yesterday. We're thinking about you.
Yep. Wake up! Wake your ass up.
Rider in the Morning. Hot 107. Yeah, we might just give you some booster juice as we're asking you, what awesome thing have you accomplished as of late?
But it is an actual booster juice, so you have to get down here really quick, otherwise it'll melt.
Yeah, we just leave it on the counter for you.
Just kidding. No, it's a gift certificate. Okay, a lot of people on the text line are saying that they hit snooze only once this morning. Cassie texted that in. There was another text that said the same. Good job, guys.
Champions.
Yeah.
Who does that? Snooze once?
Yeah.
Good on ya.
All right, Ayla, you're up. What do you got?
I was a surrogate for a couple and had a baby for them.
Whoa!
Girl, do you got stretch marks now?
I do not.
You're a queen, regardless. Wow! That is so cool. Good for you.
Yeah, and they put my name as her middle name, so that's pretty cool.
Okay, my heart.
Beautiful. don't necessarily need to get into too many details, but were they unable to have kids or were they just like wealthy and worried about their careers and not wanting to commit the time?
No, they were unable to.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Good on you.
All right, we're putting you on hold. That's going to be a tough one to beat. So stay with us, Ayla. You might have just won the booster juice. What else we got rolling in here?
Ooh, I really like this text. Eric wrote in saying, hey guys, I just wanted to let you know I fell in love with Queer Eye this weekend. That show is funny, heart-wrenching, and amazing. Thank you so much for promoting it. And you know what? Thank you, Eric, for supporting the show. Everybody needs to watch it. It's very important.
I saw a tweet that you retweeted that said that like that show should be mandatory.
It should be a requirement in life to understand and to...
And
it's
like
just,
school and... Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
What a great group of dudes.
Oh, nice champ. Good on your mind.
This text here says, I was was hungover AF on Saturday and still managed to keep my kids alive.
Yeah. My all-time low as a parent as far as like partying and then having to parent was holding my daughter when she was probably 9 months old while throwing up.
Ryder.
What? I kept her safe. I had no other option. She wouldn't let me set her down because she was losing it. Away she goes. It might have been the flu. Pretty sure it was a hangover, though.
Oh, no.
Good on you, mate. Nice.
Oh, wait. I don't get a good on you for that
no,
one.
No, you don't. You're not included. You're not even here right now.
What was yours from the weekend?
Oh, okay. So I threw out the first pitch at the Prospects Pride Night game.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, this is going to be hilarious. Lisa doesn't play sports. I threw that ball like a boss. And it actually landed in the glove. Like, they didn't even have to get up and, like, run forward to get it.
A little bit he did.
No. No.
A little bit. You can see the video on 107.ca.
That was a really good throw.
It was a good throw. Yeah, you piped her.
I really wanted to windmill it, though. But you were telling me that would be embarrassing.
Well,
why?
You're at a baseball game.
What?
If you were at a fastball game, then it's different.
Whatever.
If you're at a softball game, I could even see a windmill making sense, but you can't do that at a hardball game.
This text here says, I've lost 10 pounds on the keto diet.
Good on you, Steve.
Okay, I cheated on the keto diet this weekend, and I literally projectile vomited. We'll get into that later, but it wasn't good.
More like Cheeto diet.
It was so bad, you guys.
Can I just bring up one other thing that happened to you at the baseball game while we're on it? Well...
What did I do?
After about the fourth inning, you and Jake Ryan from the afternoon show ended up in a tug-of-war challenge because Pride night. There was a drag queen and drag king that you went up against.
Yeah, it was... Well, the grass was slippery.
And you guys got dragged. Literally.
Dragged us. Here's the thing. Is the drag queen was wearing her heels.
Yeah.
And she was being very polite at first, like barely tugging. But then when we gave one like really big yank... She was like, kicked off her heels and just one tug and I have grass burn on my back, like slid us across the field.
You got dragged across the field. What a drag.
Ryder in the morning.
Ryder Reloaded.
Hot 107.
Thank you for checking out the program. I had a couple approach me while I was walking by them and they're like, Ryder, why don't you say program anymore? I was like, oh, you make a valid point. So I'm bringing it back.
Nice.
Thank you for listening to the program. All right. So this weekend, you had something happen that got you a little tingly.
I was so pumped. It was like 11:30, chilling at the pint, having a good time. All of a sudden, the server drops off some mozza sticks. And I'm like, I didn't order these. She's like, I know. Okay.
A guy sent them to you.
The best.
But then the bar got really busy and you didn't get a chance to even see who the guy was.
No clue. So if anybody like knows who that was, the answer is I do.
The answer is you do know who it is. Oh, no.
No, like I do.
You would marry that person.
Yes.
It reminds me of the Liz Lemon scene.
Totally.
That guy wanted to buy you a drink.
Really?
I already have a drink. Do you think he'd buy me mozzarella sticks?
Yeah, she calls them mozzarella sticks.
And obviously, whoever sent the mozza sticks likes 30 Rock.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Awesome. So, we're just waiting to find out who Mr. Wright is.
Who is it? Yeah. Who are you?
Reach out. 780-107. Lisa's been talking about you all weekend.
I do think that we should discuss creative ways to hit on someone because there are so many cool ways to do it instead of just sliding into someone's DMs.
Or, yeah.
Get creative.
Like, for example, when 50 Shades of Grey was a big deal, get suited up and go wait outside the theater with a whip.
No, Ryder.
What? Worked for me.
You stood outside wearing a suit holding a whip. No.
I had some cuffs, yeah. And then I just opened up Tinder. I had like 16 matches within a kilometer.
They Would you like to theater. Join me in my minivan?
No. No, that line is not a creative way to... Pick somebody up. That will never work.
Why not?
Minivan?
Minivans are awesome. Yeah, if it's like a white big van that like doesn't have any writing and it has blacked out windows, that's a different story. Nobody's getting in that. But minivans are hot.
What do you mean writing?
Like when you like white it out. It's like those big like work trucks.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought you like wanted like free candy written on the side of it. Listen, the only way a minivan could work is like, hey, do you want to come and watch a movie in the back of my minivan? Because they have the TVs often. Other interesting ways that you've hit on somebody, that somebody's hit on you, and that has been effective.
I will say that there have been times at the bar where if I'm eating wings and I see a cute guy, I put a wing in a shot glass and I get the bartender to bring it over. Everybody loves hot wings. Or like you eat your wings and then you write out the word hi with your bones on the bar. No?
You're a serial killer.
This is
Ryder in the Morning.
Hot 107.
New contest starting up that you should make yourself familiar with if you want to get qualified to win some Drake tickets here in Edmonton and in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be 21 and you got to be listening for two Drake songs back to back. We're calling it Double Down for Drake. And I will tell you, I'm not so sure if I'm supposed to tell you this, but we do have two Drake songs coming up in our show this morning.
Yeah, I don't know if we're allowed to be saying that, but okay. Okay.
The boss could correct us. I didn't know any better.
You do you, man.
Away she goes. Also coming up, my daughter's going to be doing some singing with Mini Pop. Haven't done that in a while, so brought her in yesterday for Father's Day, and she did some serious rapping.
So we're asking you right now, what's a creative way to ask someone out, to pick someone up, just because these days it's hard to just walk up to someone and ask them to go out with you.
Lisa had somebody send her a plate of matzo sticks this weekend.
It was great.
She's been trying to find out who it was since because she wasn't able to find them that night. We got a few texts from people, different people,
yep,
saying that they are the ones that sent them to you.
Which obviously there are several liars on the text line because I only got one order.
You said one thing that you've done with food in the past is sent a guy that you were interested in a hot wing
in a shot glass,
and Sheldon hit us up and said shot glass wing would win my heart every time.
Okay, so let's discuss other creative ways to pick people up because we all could learn something. This text is so funny. Okay, so it says, we were talking on Facebook chat, so they obviously already knew each other, kind of, and we were playing Would You Rather, and he says, would you rather have the best cup of coffee or go to the zoo? So I responded with coffee, and he replied, how about next Friday?
Bang.
Like, to me, that's so much better than just want to go for coffee. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Sure.
Why not? I mean, you only live once. It's worth asking.
Yeah. That's a really smooth way of landing that, though. I like that a lot.
I can't remember who it was, but I feel like it was a friend of a friend of mine. Uh-huh. Remember that show, Freaky Friday? Anyone? No, just me. But they said that they went to a breakout room, learned how to escape the room, and then took a girl on a date and got out of the room.
And like, so crushed it.
And there are people, like, I remember, I read a tweet once about a mom who would watch Jeopardy on different countries' channels before it aired in Canada.
Okay.
So they would learn the answers. And then when the husband got home, she just seemed really smart. And she got away with doing this their entire marriage. She never told them.
Just kicked his ass every day. That would feel terrific.
So little things like that that you can do to just like show it off.
What do you got for us?
I got high on a cruise ship and bought a painting so that I could go on a date with a girl.
Okay. You're going to have to get into a little more detail than that.
I went on a cruise over Christmas to, like, Mexico, and they've got an art gallery on the ship, and I'm pretty sure she talked me into buying a painting, and so a month after the cruise, a painting showed up at my house.
But did the girl show up?
Yeah, a couple times.
Oh, good.
That's awesome.
Thank you for the call, and appreciate it.
I'm sorry. I meant to say Freaky Stories, not Freaky Friday. Oh, that's so embarrassing.
This text to 780107 is pretty smooth. I know a girl who was approached at the U of A by an average-looking guy with a sugar packet who said, excuse me, I think you dropped your name tag. And
no.
They're married now.
Hey, there's another text that rolled in about a couple. It says this. If you're texting us, sign your name, I'd love to give you a shout-out. When I met my girlfriend, we were at a museum. There was a kid's section with a puzzle of a baby mammoth skeleton that was fully assembled. I asked her if it would be okay to see her again without all of these bones. I put my hand on the pelvis and the back legs fell out. I'm sitting there panicking and she looks at me and says, I like your bones. And we've been together for 8 years now.
Her line was way cuter than his.
But it worked.
Ryder in the morning.
Ryder Reloaded.
Hot 107.
780-450-3332. This is the song you have to name to win Soundtrack Music Festival tickets.
Got no backbone. Heard you living in a mansion. And all your abs, though. But your ish looks like a trap.
There you are. That's the censored version because she's six. All right, Celine, what do you think?
Walk it like I talked it.
Walk it like I talked it.
Good
walk
job.
It, walk it like I talked it. We've got Soundtrack Music Festival tickets for you.
No way. That's amazing.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I believe the actual name of the song is just Walk It, Talk It, but that doesn't make a lot of sense because they do say Walk It Like I Talk It in the entire song.
It's one of those songs where when you hear it at first, you're like, ugh, what is this? But then you get out of your car or you get to work and it's stuck in your head all day.
Yeah.
All day.
And I really like the verses in it.
Right.
Migos verse, then the Drake takes over. I don't know. I really like
it. It's good.
Yeah. This is my daughter singing Walk It, Talk It here on Hot 107.
Walk it like I talk it. Walk it, walk it like I talk it. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it, walk it like I talk it. Walk it like I talk it. Walk it, walk it like I talk it.
Yeah.
Walk it like I talk it. Walk it like I talk it. I gotta stay in my zone. Say that we've been beefing, dog, but you on your own. First night, eating ice cream, cause we're grown. Give it back to the city, she home. That was that, though I can't be even with no whack. Got no backbone. Heard you living in a mansion, and all your abs, though. But your ish looks like a trap on this Google Maps, so. We've been brothers, thanks for such heat. Whoa. Been ringing like a Migo trap zone. Whoa. Used to be with James and Tantrum. We live like Sopranos. Anna, walk it like it, talk it. Walk it like it, talk it.
Walk it.
Walk it like it, talk it. Walk it like it, talk it.
Woo.
Walk it like it, talk it. Walk it like it, talk it. Walk it like it, talk it. Walk it like it, talk it.
Let's go.
Boom.
Ryder in the morning.
Hot 107.
They've added a new mental disorder to the list of growing disorders.
Yeah, and I feel like this is more of a epidemic than I'm aware of, because I only know like a handful of people that do this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a gaming disorder. So with the rise of parental concerns around games such as Fortnite,
yeah.
The World Health Organization is classifying gaming addiction as a mental health condition.
Yeah, I feel like it's more of an addiction than a condition, but a lot of those overlap with each other.
And when I said epidemic, like, that's not even the right word to use because it's been going on forever.
Yeah.
It's always been
not really.
A thing. I think so. Even
video gaming
yes.
addiction has been going on forever.
Yeah.
Video games didn't even exist 20 years ago.
Even PC games back in the day. Like, there'd be people on their computer.
I'm just saying.
It's the same thing.
I know, but those haven't existed forever.
Okay, well, I didn't literally mean forever. Go away. Anyway, some people are thinking that this is an overreaction, obviously, because there's people that game all the time, and they're like, I don't have a mental disorder.
Right. I just like doing this rather than watching TV or whatever.
But I think that there are people who dedicate their entire day to it.
Well,
to the point where they don't have a job.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's when it gets ugly. Or when, like, you play so late that you can't get to work on time in the morning. Or that, like, you take your lunch break to just go home and continue playing. Here's the thing, though. There are some careers you can make out of being mm-hmm. that good at gaming. Like,
oh, for sure.
My buddy lives in California and runs tournaments. Like, his company does that. They host video game tournaments and stuff. And there's guys that are like millionaires and now are like getting celebrity status and stuff for how good they are at gaming.
And there's websites you can sign up if you make a profile. People will watch you game. Like they'll pay
sure.
to watch you do that. What's that called? Patron?
See, I wish that was the case with like drinking beer, my favorite hobby.
Right? Well, these are like addictions that people have where they think that it's a coping mechanism associated with like trying to hide your depression or mm-hmm. your anxiety, maybe social anxiety. So I understand where they're coming from, but I also understand the people that are saying it's an overreaction to add it as a mental disorder.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really an avid gamer, so I can't really say. Is there anyone listening that is dating somebody that games a lot? Do you think that it's something that they're doing to
yeah.
I'm just curious because I'm very ignorant to this.
Well, we'd talk to an actual gamer, but they wouldn't want to pause the game to text us in if they're listening right now.
Let's do this. Brighter in the morning. Hot 107.
All right, we're talking about if video gaming, like gaming addiction, is a disorder. Because the World Health Organization is now saying that it is, but a lot of people disagreeing with that.
Yes, a lot of people, especially on their text line, because I asked, like, I'm not an avid gamer. I do enjoy every once in a while to indulge, but I can't see myself going longer than an hour. So I'm just curious if you guys agree that it could become a mental disorder or something that is a really... an addiction where you'd need to go and get help.
Well, and there's so many different storylines. I know guys that play 2 or 3 hours a night, and they just prefer it. It's their way to wind down after work. I know, you know, we've got girls on the text line saying the same thing, that I'm still able to go to the gym daily, see my friends and boyfriend all the time. Pretty ordinary life, but I do game quite a bit. I definitely wouldn't consider it a mental disorder, is what that text says. That's interesting, but I've also, like, known people in the past that are so thoroughly consumed by it that their life turns into shambles. You got a story for us. Fire away.
My ex, he was really addicted to World of Warcraft. It's like a game on the computer where you play with people across the world and everything. He would be on there till 4 a.m. every day, and I was like 9 months pregnant, and he'd still be up playing that game all day long.
And
he wouldn't even work.
He didn't work.
No, he would just play this game all day.
And did he put a lot of money into the game as well? Because I've heard that that can be a really...
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So like he's not making any money.
I don't even know how much.
He's not making any money. He is making a child, and he's spending money on a computer game.
Yeah, hence why he's my ex.
Ryder in the morning.
Ryder. Reloaded.
Hot 107.
We're talking about how the World Health Organization is now classifying extreme video game addiction as a disorder. A lot of people getting a little fired up with us on the text line. We're not even saying we agree with what's happened.
It's definitely a 50-50 thing because some people game a lot, but not to the point where they don't have a job anymore. And then there's other people that are saying, like, my brother literally has lost his job and still doesn't realize that gaming is the issue. This text here says, I work with kids that have video game addictions. And it gets so debilitating that some of the kids I work with will not even stop to eat. See, that's not good.
That makes me start to think that there's the reason they've attached disorder to this makes sense. What do you got for us, man?
Yeah, so I was just listening. I've played World of Warcraft since I was like 14 years old at like a decently high level. And like, I guess my whole 2 cents, the whole gaming addiction thing is what ends up happening is like I'm a working professional. I have a job. I'm married. I have a kid and I still play it. But what happens is you take these kids that have no respect in the outside world and they immerse themselves in this online world where people respect them. And when they're seen in the game, people give them respect. And that's where the addiction comes in is because nobody respects them in the outside world. But when they play this game, people respect them and they want their opinion and they value them to have them around. So I think that's where like the inside problem is with it. But that's
right.
Kind
so
of
they become it. They feel more valuable as a character than they do as a human.
100%. And it's depressing and it's sad, but I mean, but it gives them happiness. So I think it is a problem, but at the same time, maybe there's a bigger issue.
Well, interesting.
My thoughts on that are like, as long as you're a contributing member to society,
yeah,
and you're not hurting anybody else, if that's what you want to spend your time doing, like, have at her.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of how I feel, too.
Ryder Reloaded. The official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.